before we leave you tonight, on the eve of Father's Day, essayist Ruby DeLuna offers these bittersweet memories of her father's cooking.
Mom and Dad split up on my 16th birthday, but even after the divorce, they continued to live in the same apartment. They saved money that way. Before the divorce, Mom cooked for all of us. Now Dad was on his own. He started experimenting, trying to recreate dishes from his homeland, the Philippines. My sister and I noticed the new smells coming from the kitchen. First, he made chicken adobo, simmered in soy sauce, vinegar, and garlic. It was pretty good. Later, he experimented, adding an egg after the chicken cooked. Dad also made menudo, cooked pieces of pork and potatoes in a tomato and raisin sauce. Kare-kare followed, beef and eggplant in a peanut stew. Delicious. My sister and I were impressed with the food. We were even more amazed with Dad's newfound talent. One time we followed the smell of garlic and onions to the kitchen, where Dad greeted us with a big grin that meant triumph. He let us taste his latest creation, paksiw na pata, braised pork knuckles in a sweet and tangy sauce. The meat was tender, falling off the bone. It practically dissolved in our mouths. Mom noticed we were spending a lot of time with Dad. She saw how excited we were about his food, for good reason. Dad's food was good, Mom's wasn't. Her cooking philosophy was unconventional. She didn't wash her pans, and that's not because she was lazy. She believed the flavor was found in the brown bits at the bottom of the pan. She would add meat to the gritty pan and leftover oil and soy sauce, then serve it over rice. Mom wouldn't admit it, but she was jealous of Dad and his cooking. The competition was much more than food. Mom always took pride in feeding her children, no matter what we thought of her cooking. Food was the ultimate expression of motherhood, of nurturing. She had already lost a marriage. Now it seemed she was losing her children. We learned to hide our eagerness when Dad cooked, but we still asked him what he was planning to make. Dad ate alone, and when he finished, he'd leave some of his creations for us kids. Mom wouldn't touch it. She pretended not to notice. And it went on like this for months. Finally, Mom decided to move out. There were a lot of reasons, and I don't remember them all. Maybe she decided she couldn't bear to watch as she slowly lost her children to food. The daily food fight took its toll. When Mom left, my sister and I stayed behind.
Ruby DeLuna is a reporter at KUOW in Seattle.